Once upon a time, in a little land, there lived a little girl who had a little lamb. Her name was Maryam. Maryam had a little lamb. You see, its fleece was as black as the ashes strung by the choppers and bombs, dropped from the planes and helicopter crashes, remains of the tanks and the shells, places you could tell had been burned and blasted. A yearn so drastic, her place of birth had been ravaged a really long time ago by savages. A great bloody massacre. Her mom died giving birth to her brother. She lived with grandpa and grandmother. And everywhere that little Maryam were to go, her little lamb would be sure to follow. But see, there were no schools to go to. Only tall walls and checkpoints to go through. And you could feel the fear that would reel its ear. But in their life, there was no way to steer. She walked in her plane with her little lamb. She looked in the distance. She kicked up a little sand. See, she knew to stay away from the sniper towers. Knew the gunshot from a rifle's power in a box full of lead. One of her friends got too close to the edge and got shot in the head, but that's what it is. Snake-like towering walls surrounded them, causing insurmountable obstacles. Checkpoints cutting off the access to schools and hospitals. They couldn't get passage. The route's impossible, breathing toxic gases, rooting out their chronicles. Open-air prison, but still way harder to live in. Their water shut off from this frightful landfill. Second-class citizen, the world cut off. Time would stand still when the bombs would drop. White phosphorus gases would invade their lungs. Children suffocating, mothers screaming out in their native tongues. Their lives destroyed, devoid of all benefits. Avoid the settlements, got nothing to live for. Nothing to cry for, nothing to die for. And so they live for the hell of it. Wealth's irrelevant, got no medicine. Grandpa is sick. Welcome to the Gaza Strip. Flashback to the year 48, the birthday of that wicked state. Way back when her dad was alive and little Maryam had just turned 5. She remembered everything so clearly. The way she clutched her teddy bear so dearly and how she looked through the window. The neighbors watching, the soldiers marching through the streets of their town. Synchronous footsteps were the beats and the sounds. Next thing she knew, they're kicking people out of this feeble town. Not so eager now. They acted as if they had came from a throne. Pack up your bags, for now we claim your homes. Armed with bulldozers and weapons, and a will to be lethal is what her father reckoned. She never forgot the last words that he said. Yolaya Maryam, hide under the bed. But Maryam just stood there, frozen with fear. Her father thought fast with a mind so clear. He knew what was coming. He knew there was no point in running. He scooped up his daughter, he shoved her down under the bed, and then he pushed her farther. He ran to the door, the knocking sounds just kept getting louder. His hand reached out just to calm the sounds, but before he had the chance, they had knocked it down. He begged and he pleaded, the soldiers beat him down, they wouldn't listen to reason. The pistol shined bright in the hand of their leader, he cocked it with a scowl. Baba opened his mouth, but no words came out. They stole his home, they stomped on his face, and they broke his bones. Horrifying acts that would erode his soul, what's he hoping for? His blood ran fast like a raging river. Merciless soldiers with amazing rigor, shocked into fear. Maryam's gaze got bigger. He laughed as he drained the trigger.